Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dave Wanstead, he has a cocktail poured and a very swaggy watch. A red band, the diamonds around the end, some blue, some yellow. What's going on your wrist, Coach?
Well, I got a bunch of buddies coming over to the house tonight, and we're going to head out and grab a bite to eat. So this is kind of my fun watch, as my daughters call it.
Fun jeans.
Michael and his jeans. He gets in them, and I'm not exactly sure what happens.
There's a story behind this watch, as always, Danny.
Of course there is. Please, go on.
Great-grandfather gave this watch to granddad for good luck. This watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi. He was captured from a Vietnamese prison camp. So he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
It's called a Jacob.
The ice in the Jacob watch and make a broke hater take something.
I was co-chairing my wife, Jan, and I. We were co-chairing when I was coaching the Dolphins, the Boys and Girls Club, Fort Lauderdale. The gentleman that was co-chairing with us, his name was Ray Anthony, and he was a Pittsburgh guy. And one of his guys came up to me, and I was sitting next to him, and he leaned over and he said, "Mr. Anthony really appreciates what you and your wife are doing. He'd like you to have this watch." Mr. Anthony doesn't say no, you know, he don't want to take it.
"Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. If your car could take me to the airport." "Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately."
And they Googled it and they said, "Yeah, it's worth about 10 grand. So it is what it is." You know what? I'll wear it in the studio someday when I get up for a lot.
Oh, thanks, Coach. What a guy.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums? You see this watch? That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. How much you make? You see, pal, that's who I am. And you're nothing.
It is what it is.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Welcome in to your Friday 5 o'clock hour Parkins and Spiegel Show here on 670 The Score. Oh, hell yeah. One more hour of work for us. Hopefully you are finished with your weeks of labor. Or, you know, you're wrapping it up and you can look forward to a weekend. Supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
In this city this
All
weekend.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to.
Yeah, man. And some good baseball in town. At least one very good team. Or at least... You know, very interesting team. The Reds are here to play the White Sox, and the Reds are loaded with young, good ball players. If you haven't seen Ellie De La Cruz play, catch him. That dude is a 30-30 season waiting to happen. He's a 3 homers and 6 steals, but just incredibly toolsy, super fun, electric personality. And the Reds and the White Sox coming up this weekend with a good pitching matchup tomorrow. Nick Lodolo is the Reds left-hander who's been hurt for almost a full season but is making his way back. It's a big arm against Garrett Crochet. So you can see the ace of the White Sox tomorrow afternoon.
They're playing at 78?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
The billionaire hasn't closed.
Unfortunately.
He hasn't fully closed
yet. Something to look forward to.
On the 78. And then The Cubs out in Seattle, that is another very interesting team. Young, interesting, Julio Rodriguez, just a tremendous five-tool terror there in center field. A bunch of good young arms. You'll see Bryce Miller if you're staying up late tonight. And a reminder, by the way, that tonight is the only place right here on The Score is the only place that you get to hear only local coverage for the Cubs and the Mariners. Only local broadcast. Pre-game coverage from Seattle begins at 8:05 with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call for first pitch at 8:40. You can also listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. Bulls and Wizards is going to air on WBBM News Radio 780 AM with pregame coverage coming up at 5:45 p.m. I just saw our guy Ryan Porth playing Golden Tee Golf with his brother who's in town. Ryan Porth's brother. They're playing Golden Tee in the other room because we are now the home of a Golden Tee PGA Tour Home Edition.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
You going to play over there to break? You and me?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Or you can stay after and play for a while.
I'm probably not doing that.
Sorry, course is taken.
Okay.
What's
going to call
right,
next?
Right after?
Right after.
Put a dime down or something? Is that a thing that happened?
Who's playing? Two of you?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, can we do a foursome? Can we do that? Is that all right?
It'd take too long.
I think Ant just said he has no interest in staying after.
No.
And you've got a
fine.
Show.
That's cool. Yeah.
You're becoming Willie Nelson tonight, and you're not doing Buddy.
We're not doing Buddy. I'm sorry. We're doing a lot of songs, buddy. But not Buddy. Terry Bors is going to come and sing that one, which would be great. Buddy. No, I'm sorry. I don't even know that one. I'm sorry, Shane. I'll dig deeper on the Willie.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's got 315 songs that guy wrote. It's a lot of songs.
You got time?
Maybe so.
Dig deeper.
I was going to see if you guys, so we don't have a foursome. I was going to see if you guys wanted to do a threesome after the show, but I didn't like the sound of it. So I didn't, that's why I didn't want
to
ask.
I like to pick my partners.
That seems
Ryan
wise.
Ryan Parth.
Yeah.
No.
He's over there. And then you got the Masters this weekend. What were you saying, Ant, that you realized, because this is a great sports weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think Cubs Mariners is super interesting. I think the Reds are really fun.
Yeah.
And so you can see them against the White Sox. And then you got the Masters. You realized you're not a golf fan?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, just, you know, once Tiger started to taper off a bit, I recognized. Because there was a good 15 years where I thought I'd become a golf fan. And then when Tiger kept just like, you know, not operating his automobile adequately, then I realized, I'm not actually as much of a golf fan as I thought. I'm just a Tiger fan.
So when Tiger was away, you realized.
Yeah, I wasn't watching as much golf anymore.
If you give in and give yourself to it on a Sunday.
I mean, I'll look at it.
Will it
but
hook
I don't
you?
Look for it.
Does it hook you? Sometimes it can hook me.
Like, I mean, the drama, like the back nine on Sunday,
sure.
I'm not looking for it. But yeah, I mean, I just
can
love
I jump
sports.
In with a question for Ant real quick, Speaks, about this?
Please. Yeah.
So, Ant, you said that there was a span of 15 years that you thought you might become a golf fan?
Yeah.
Isn't that something you think about for like a week and you're like, I think I could get into this?
I thought I had become a golf fan. And then once it was kind of definitive that Tiger just wasn't going to be in contention consistently anymore, and I just stopped watching. It wasn't even a conscious choice.
Okay.
I just realized I stopped watching.
The way we heard that was over a span of 15 years,
I
you were taking that time to decide about whether or not you'd become a golf fan.
I was just misinformed about my fandom.
Okay, I got
you. I ended up realizing I'm more of a Tiger fan than an actual golf fan.
That is a long gestation period, 15 years to be making a decision of whether you're into something.
They didn't hook me.
Didn't hook you. I mean, I've had lots of times in my life where I've been interested. This isn't really one of them, frankly, but when it's on, if I put it on and I have it on, like it can be a really good companion sport. I mean, as similar to baseball in that it can just sort of be a part of your day, but obviously it can be of an even longer time frame. And if you're doing other stuff around the house, or if it's a nice day and the windows are open, the doors are open, but it's there, it's like,
and even just the gnat sounds, it just kind of enhances the ambiance.
And
the
Masters,
house.
The gnat sounds, the beauty of the place, and just. And the golf nap can be a very healthy and relaxing thing.
I mean, it makes the round take longer. I usually try to stay awake for the full 4+ hours. But I mean, yeah, if it's going to need to happen, I'll do it.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other night who is, for this Masters Sunday, doing it. I believe it's the 15th or 16th straight year that he's had friends over in the basement watching the Masters Sunday. He and his wife make all the Masters menu snacks,
okay,
the pimento cheese sandwiches, And like a few years back, he bought a couple of chairs that are similar to the ones they have there, I guess. And it's like he's got the whole basement decked out.
The ones from Old Wrigley. He's got some of those.
Looks like it, yeah. But like, and they hang out. They hang out and they do the thing and live a Masters Sunday together.
Sounds nice if you're into it.
I guess so, right? Yeah, it sounds like it could be okay.
Leave the house and do something again. Unless Tiger's in contention.
Did you?
If he just catches us all off guard, I'm going to be glued to the TV. I guarantee you that.
Shane, can you explain the pimento cheese sandwich thing?
Yeah, no problem. So it's
pimento
it's
cheese?
It's two pieces of white bread and then pimento cheese in between them.
All right, thanks, man. Good stuff. Appreciate that.
No meat involved. Okay.
But it's not good. That's my issue.
Yeah, it is.
I do not believe that it's good. No.
Do you at least grill the sandwich?
No.
No, you don't. No, not at the Masters. You can.
What does that cost you at the Masters, by the way?
I think it's $1.50.
Is it
right?
Really?
I think that's the price.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's spent so much to get into the Masters. It better be cheap.
I was bummed to miss Rosner yesterday. Barry, have a good time. It's a destination spot.
Has he been?
For Barry. He was there this week for first time.
That's
for the
awesome.
Very first time. Like, very excited to get down there and get to it, but I missed it yesterday.
You got to be connected to get down there, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Who's Barry know?
Well, he won a lottery, he said.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is
The year that Tiger hit the chip on 16 that, you know, goes up at the top of the green and rolls back and, you know, does the whole thing. You see the Nike swish rolling slowly. I was with the Falcons that year, and Arthur Blank brought the entire coaching staff, like, maybe 2 weeks later. Blank brought the entire coaching staff to Augusta.
Wow.
And they were all supposed to play a full 18. They got like 9 holes in, and everybody said, let's just skip ahead to 16, and everybody just try to hit that chip. They spent like an hour with everybody trying to hit that same chip over and over again. Of course, nobody could do it.
Wow, that's a tremendous perk.
Yeah, I mean.
That Arthur
Blank. You got to be Arthur Blank to do it, I guess.
Yeah, he brought all the coaches and everybody.
Brought the entire coaching staff, yep.
Damn.
Everybody played Augusta.
That's monstrous. Tanny's got a big destination sports venue that he's going to get to check out this weekend. You're going to New York City, sir?
I am. A little New York weekend just to get away. You know, sometimes a New York weekend is good for the soul. You get in, you get out, you do lots of things, eat lots of great food late at night and sort of just do whatever you want. But this time around, the hook of the trip is a buddy of mine. He's a lifelong Knicks fan. So we are going to Bulls-Knicks at the Garden Sunday afternoon, my first time at Madison Square Garden. I'm actually very excited. I don't know how many Bulls are going to be playing on Sunday, but it is the Garden, so I hope a lot of guys will, you know, lobby for some playing time. But I'm very looking forward to going to one of the most historic venues in all of America.
Let's go.
I grew up going there several times in my pre-10-year-old days. I went there, and then a couple of times, once or twice in my teens, and I wasn't back for a long time. But when you go back in there, and when you'll be there, you'll notice there's something about the energy there and the sound there that's unlike any indoor basketball place in the world.
That's what I'm hoping. And, you know, like
you've been and outdoor basketball places, to be clear.
Yeah, those aircraft carrier ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping it gives me a little bit of nostalgia for Chicago Stadium with the organ. Yeah. I don't know if that's part of it. You know, I'm not like that's not the bar that, you know, hoping it meets, but I'm hoping it gives me a little bit of that old school arena type vibe. Like you don't realize how big of a part Madison Square Garden is in Chicagoan sports existence because I grew up watching the 90s Bulls. I mean, I watched the Charles Smith game on a 10-inch black and white TV in my room.
Blocked,
you know?
Blocked again! Yeah. And like, again!
Jordan scoring 55 when he comes back. Like, just so many, you know, great moments just over the years. And then watching other players, like that All-Star game with Jordan and Kobe there. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a huge part of our sports culture in America, and I'm just looking forward to just taking it all in for the first time. And everyone I've asked, I've talked to, you know, Zach Zaidman, a couple other my Knick fan buddies, like, hey, what should I do? And they're just like, get there early as you can and take it in.
Yeah,
like, do a little walk.
A wildly ambiguous age. So Chicago Stadium, like you go back to Chicago Stadium.
Not that I remember, like, oh yeah, I was you know doing lung darts up there.
And,
yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, are you Chicago Stadium old?
I mean, I'm old enough to have been to Chicago Stadium. Okay. Yeah, like, you know, so yeah, I'm 41, so I was there mostly for Blackhawks games. Never saw the Bulls there, but yeah, old enough to remember the smells and the people and the chants and
volume.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You know, the people behind Les Comiskey are working on Les Stadium.
They are. are, and I'm getting very excited seeing some of that.
Oh my! Les Comiskey, by the way, a fabulous documentary on YouTube about Comiskey Park, about old Comiskey Park.
I haven't watched it
yet.
Oh,
it's so good. And the final season in Comiskey, and they're working on Last Stadium. And I mean, that's an incredibly memorable and special place, obviously. Were you over there, Ant?
At the stadium, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, we went for Blackhawks games back in the day.
I was at
to a Bulls game.
Me neither.
Back in the
I was
day
at two Blackhawks games back there. Yeah.
Yeah, but just to soak in the ambiance, the acoustics there, the volume
of
everything.
Nothing
back in the
like
day.
It. And some of that standing room, like where you put your legs over the edge there on the very, very tippity top of Chicago Stadium, you felt like you were right on top of the rink. Just unbelievable.
I wouldn't know. We're by the glass. But, I mean, it sounds like that would be something
fancy
that
pants
you would really, you know, get into.
Look at you. Ahoy, Pillai.
Yeah, every time the toothless guy would come by and just bang on the glass at the guy with no teeth.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing about Madison Square Garden, by the way, is that it's on top of a train station. Like, it's insane. It's even more interesting than that. But I mean,
how the hell do you get a basketball arena in a train?
They should have put it on the Hudson.
Should have floated it. But then, like, you're going up level after level just to get to the stadium, and then you're still at the bottom of a giant stadium, and you're like, how is this working? It doesn't even make architectural sense. But they figured it out somehow.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. You went to what ought to be a sports destination. What ought to be a destination for a trip. Tell us about seeing cricket in Australia.
So I went to an Aussie Rules football game, but it was at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds.
Got you.
So it's the biggest stadium in the Southern Hemisphere, reportedly. That's how it's described. But we went. It wasn't even a part of the original plan
for
the trip.
How many people? Like, how big?
I don't even know. Somebody research it for me. I just know that's how they brand it as the biggest stadium
in
the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay.
And it was Richmond versus who they play against? Royal Perth. But Richmond was the team where we bought the gear.
You could make up a name and we'd all be fine with that.
Right.
100,000 people.
There you go.
95,000 seats, additional $5,000 in standing room.
And it's got it's got like good food. Great acoustics. I mean, the stadium actually was only probably 2/3 full when we were there.
Wow.
But still just had an enormous sound to it. Because apparently Richmond is normally amazing. And this season, they're just not quite up to the same standard. But we just said, all right, there's a game going on. Like one of the days we were there in Melbourne, we decided not to go because we were still kind of getting our body clocks right. And then a day or two later, there were some more games going on. A number of teams in each region kind of share different venues. And so there's the Melbourne Cricket Ground, they play Aussie Rules football there. They play cricket there, of course, and they have a variety of other sporting events. It's right across from Rod Laver Arena, where the Australian
tennis
takes
the Australian
place also.
Open. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they do a bunch of big events that are there. So, I mean, it's difficult to get to, of course, but if you ever happen to be on the biggest island or the smallest continent, whichever you prefer to call Australia, it's worth your time.
I'm looking at a picture of the cricket grounds, and I don't know that I've ever really checked it out from you know, a sort of a panoramic view like this. A perfect circle, huh?
Yeah.
It's a perfect circle because the cricket field itself is a round, perfect circle. Now, the Aussie Rules football, they play on
They
more
just put goal posts up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the dimensions of the field, they take up the majority of the playing surface there, and they put some goal posts up in the middle. And an AFL game, and normally for my mind, with my arena football sensibilities, AFL has always been arena football league for me.
Sure.
I had to protect that brand as an AFL executive. You don't use AFL unless you're talking arena football, but for Aussie Rules football, being there and checking it out in person, it was a sight to behold. And just kind of, you know, having a kid there at the game, and the ticket prices weren't bad at all. We got the conversion rate for the U.S. dollar, so we spent a little bit and got decent seats. But just being amongst the people, it wasn't a soccer hooligan kind of vibe to it. It was real cool where everybody had their you know, different chants for their teams. Everybody's in, it was like 85 degrees. They're in scarves and like winter caps while they're there. But apparently that's just the team gear that people buy in the stands. So they, you know, we bought a little bit of that stuff. We bought a couple of ball caps and bought some T-shirts and kind of took it in that way. One team did well. We cheered for them. The other team did well. We cheered for them too.
What, you're cheering for everybody?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of cheering, man. It was a great experience. A lot of points get scored with no explanation for what's worth what denomination of points.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm sure you were confused.
Very. extremely confused.
So I remember being confused watching Australian rules football in the early days of ESPN when they were scrambling for programming.
Yeah.
Like being in high school and like coming in the next day and talking to my boys, hey, you guys watch this? Yeah, I watched that. What the hell was that?
Yeah,
like, what does it mean? And like the ref used to like they, right?
Deal.
They do that thing.
That deal.
They do that thing like, where they got the two fingers extended on each hand and they're like, yes, absolutely. Something has just been ruled.
Flags to the opposite end of the field to like signal to the other official when something happens so everybody can tell what's going on.
What does it mean?
The place is enormous.
When they're doing
it means
that.
Somebody scored. I don't know how much they scored
how
they scored.
Anthony.
Sometimes it's because they crossed the threshold. Sometimes it's because they kick it through. Sometimes it's because they kick it and then somebody catches it. Sometimes it depends on which foot they kicked it with. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot of activity and a lot of chance and stimulus. The stimulus end of it, though, is a little different. American stadiums, every time there's a break in the action, there's an advertisement. There's somebody on the PA
T-shirt
yelling
cannon,
about this
baby,
or that.
Let's
go. There was one advertisement the entire three-hour game. There was one lady who raced against, like, the video board, where it was, like, some fast guy on a video board, and some lady was racing against him, and she very obviously lost, and they still gave her the prize anyway, so I don't know if it's an everybody-gets-a-prize situation.
Mm.
That was the one ad for the entire 3 hours. Other than that,
really?
Everybody was paying attention to the game. When the action stopped, you kind of, you know, everybody would order a pint. There were no vendors going up and down the stands or anything either. So you'd get up, go get a pint, come back, or get up, go get some ice cream, come back, and just be in your seats and chanting.
No vendors at all. High-fiving,
not a vendor in the stands anywhere. It's all back in the concourse.
Wow.
There's no distraction from the game action and the cheers and the high fives. It had a more communal feel to it than I think a lot of our sports do, because there's so much else that distracts you during the game.
Right, so it's people actually talking to each other and hanging out.
Yeah, talking to each other and talking some playful smack back and forth to Richmond, usually apparently a powerhouse, but this season they've been a little bit down.
Anything about Australian rules football that reminded you of regular football? Are there scrums? Is there a
line?
There was tackling. Yeah.
Yeah, but no real formations. You know, like it was just like Bishop was trying to figure it out because he's trying to figure out who's on offense, who's on defense. Like everybody, you know, like there's people here, there's people there. So the people in this colored uniform, they're on that team. The people in the other colored uniform are on that team. He's just getting to the point to even kind of pick up how American football works. So he knows one side's over here, one side's over there, one side's offense, one side's defense.
Yeah.
This was a very different experience. It was a lot more chaotic.
That's really cool. I mean, anytime you get an opportunity like that to check out the indigenous sport and just kind of learn, you know, what the vibe is of something like that. Totally worthwhile. That's really cool. What is so no vendors? That's kind of weird.
No vendors in the stands, so that was different. Which you know gave me a reason to kind of get up and go take him to get a snack.
Yeah.
And come
what is this? A White Sox game? Are they still claiming COVID casualties?
Have you been yet, Shane?
I have not. No, I was supposed to go last weekend, and we decided at brunch, never mind, let's not do it.
Well, how about this weekend with the Reds in town?
No, I've got better things to do.
Wow. Really? I mean, it's going to be beautiful out there.
I've got better things to do.
Man, this is the time. This is the time you should be able to get a little bit excited. No. Really
or a little less dejected.
A little less dejected.
Mm-hmm.
A little more conversation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Look, there was a big time television event this past weekend that I've been wanting to talk about. And we'll talk about it because I think we learned that the star of said event is one of us. We'll discuss that and we will check back in with the Vegas Midday Show, see what kind of crazy fun they're getting into on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.